This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was just one witness today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez. He was there to defend the Bush administration's secret wiretapping program. Shortly after 9/11, President Bush authorized the National Security Agency to monitor calls and emails between people in the U.S. and suspected terrorists abroad without a warrant. The administration says it's a powerful tool in the war on terrorism. Critics say the president has overstepped his authority as commander-in-chief. Today's Senate hearing was the first on the matter. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
Attorney General Gonzalez started the hearing in a traditional way, shaking hands with members of the committee he would be facing. But within minutes, the amicable spirit dissolved as the first debate got underway. Should Gonzalez be sworn in? Chairman Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, who said he is skeptical about the legality of the wiretapping program, deemed that Gonzalez didn't need to be sworn in, even though the Attorney General said he would. But committee Democrats, such as Illinois' Dick Durbin, thought he ought to do.
Chairman, I move the witness be sworn.
The chairman has ruled. If there is an appeal from the ruling of the chair, I have a pretty good idea how it's going to come out.
Chairman, I appeal the ruling of the chair.
All in favor of the ruling of the chair, say aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
One of the reasons Durbin and other Democratic senators wanted Gonzalez sworn in was because they felt the attorney general misled them about whether the secret wiretapping program existed when he testified during his confirmation hearings last year, months before the program was leaked to the press. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold took particular issue with this.
Of course, if you had told the truth, maybe that would have jeopardized your nomination. You wanted to be confirmed. And so you let a misleading statement about one of the central issues of your confirmation, your view of executive power, stay on the record until the New York Times revealed the program.
Senator, I told the truth then. I'm telling the truth now. You asked about a hypothetical situation of the President of the United States authorizing electronic surveillance in violation of our criminal statutes. That has not occurred.
Throughout the hearing, Gonzalez kept coming back to two key points, that the president has the authority to order the warrantless eavesdropping program under the Constitution as commander-in-chief, and that after 9/11, Congress authorized the president to use all necessary force to prevent future attacks. Gonzalez defended those points in his opening statement. He said, first, only international communications are authorized for interception.
Second, the program is triggered only when a career professional at the NSA has reasonable grounds to believe that one of the parties to a communication is a member or agent of Al-Qaeda or an affiliated terrorist organization. As the president has said, if you're talking with Al-Qaeda, we want to know what you're saying.
Gonzalez said he would not go into details about how the secret eavesdropping program worked because the enemy could very likely be listening in on these hearings. The administration has often framed the debate about the warrantless wiretapping program around the national security issue. Many Democrats at the hearing wanted to stick to the legal aspect. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy said the biggest concern was that the administration used the Congress's authorization for military force to circumvent the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which allows for eavesdropping on U.S. citizens if there is a warrant.
That authorization said to capture or kill Osama bin Laden and to use the American military to do that. It did not authorize domestic surveillance of American citizens.
The other thread that Democratic senators picked up was that only a few select members of Congress were informed about the eavesdropping program. Over the past few years, several high-profile policies and programs only came to light after being leaked to the press, such as interrogation techniques, secret CIA prisons, and the Total Information Awareness Program, which allowed for the collection of information about U.S. citizens. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California pushed Gonzalez about whether there were any other similar programs out there that Congress had just not heard about.
Has the president ever invoked this authority with respect to any activity other than the program we're discussing, the NSA surveillance
program? Senator, I am not comfortable going down the road of saying yes or no as to what the president has or has not authorized.
Okay, that's fine.
There were also questions that went unanswered about who had access to any information that was discovered during the wiretaps, how long that information was kept, and whether there was a breach in the administration, particularly in the Justice Department, over the top secret program. Gonzalez told Democratic Senator Herbert Cole of Wisconsin that it's natural to debate such sensitive issues.
Of course there are debates, Senator. Think about the issues that are implicated here. A very complicated Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's extremely complicated. The president's inherent authority under the Constitution as Commander-in-Chief. The Fourth Amendment. The interpretation of the authorization to use military force. You've got a program that's existed over 4 years. You have multiple lawyers looking at the legal analysis. Of course, this is what lawyers do. We disagree. We debate. We argue. At the end of the day, this position represents the position of the executive branch on behalf of the President of the United States.
Still, the Justice Department refused to hand over the legal opinions drawn up in the early days of the wiretapping program. Some Judiciary Committee members pushed to have more hearings and more witnesses. The Senate Intelligence Committee is due to hold 2 closed-door sessions over the next 2 weeks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.